and he addresses each of those. And he tries to demonstrate from this that this chapter, titled The Time and Trouble, is the main point of reference for understanding the great time of trouble. He does acknowledge there's a little time of trouble, but he builds his foundation for understanding the time of trouble upon the great controversy, and I don't have a problem with that. Where I would say his weakness was is that we are told that we're to bring line upon line, precept upon precept. And when it comes to prophecy, we have been clearly told that prophecies are lines. Sister White says the same line of prophecy in the book of Daniel is taken up in the book of Revelation. Sister White says, if I can remember this, I don't have this quote right in front of me. She says that when the pioneers of the Millerite time period were presenting prophecy, she says, and here's the quote, prophecy was set before the people, and prophecy was seen to be a figurative delineation of events leading down to the close of this earth's history. And that's not how she said it. She says, historical events were set before the people, and prophecy was seen to be a figurative delineation of events leading down to the close of this earth's history. The word delineation means to set forth on a line. And what she was saying is, in the Millerite movement, William Miller and his associates would take a line that pointed down to the close of this earth's history. And when they were speaking to people, they would set historical events on this timeline leading down to the close of this earth's history and demonstrate the fulfillment of prophecy. Napoleon having the Pope taken captive, they'd put on that line leading down to the close of this earth's history, they'd put a mark and say 1798, the 1260 years finished, the papacy receives its deadly wound. They'd put a line and mark at 1833, falling of the stars, historical events. They put a line, AD 70, destruction of Jerusalem, a fulfillment of prophecy, a historical event. What I want you to see here is that prophecy is represented as taking place on a timeline. And when it comes to these end time events, we're to bring the different portions of scripture and spirit of prophecy together that give us information about prophecy. We're to bring these different lines together and correctly align them. So when this brother Anderson deals with the personation of Christ in the time of trouble, he looks at the great controversies chapter on the time of trouble and tries to build his defense for his conclusion out of that one chapter, where I don't have a problem using that chapter, but we have a responsibility, if we're going to look at that correctly, to bring all the information about the time of trouble, the